Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. And better yet, if you hold on to it, you can declare, I got the victory.
Amen.
I think that goes along with your theme. I know that we are living in a crazy, thank you, crazy, turbulent world. It has changed so much from 25 or 30 years ago, for those of us that can remember that far back. While some have just begun to experience life fully, those of us who have lived it know that we have a knowledge of a time when things were different. We saw things in a different perspective, and the viewpoint that some may have now may be different than ours. But in retrospect, when we look at the world, we had less. Our economic levels were more widespread. Culturally and racially, there was still a great dependency on others in your same sector. But our dependency on our faith and our worship was our primary focus. We were more concerned about our faith than we were about how much money we had in the bank, or what title we carried, or what position we held. But I remember even then when neighbors were neighbors. I wish I had some witnesses up in here. The community was already a community watch. You looked out for one another. And I can remember even when my parents left me home alone, I was still not alone. Every neighbor on the street knew what I was doing, where I was going, who I was seeing, and what I did. And then when my parents got home, they could report to them what I had done. And the thing about it was, if I did something out of order, they could get me. Maybe y'all didn't come through that era. The neighbor could get me just like my parents could. And yet when they got home and found out that the neighbor had to get me, I got it again because, oh, y'all ain't with me. We were in a close-knit circle where people took pride in their surroundings, and they took pride in their neighborhoods, and they cared because they knew if one suffered, all of us suffered. We were in a situation where people held on to the fact that if you went to church, you'd strive to do something good. We become complacent since COVID because so many have decided that the computer and online is sufficient for my worship. But the Bible tells us, forsake not the assembling of ourselves. That means there's something to be said about coming to the house of God. And when you get here and that spirit connects with spirit, oh, come on, somebody. And your prayer life connects with somebody else's. I heard him say, where two or three are gathered in my name, he would be in the midst. He would show up. And so we have a different world now where people are more focused on those things that are unimportant. And let me say unimportant because I don't care what you have. I don't care how many titles you have. When you go to the grave, you're still 6 feet under. And I can't even tell you the number of funerals that I have had to do. But every time I rode to the cemetery, I never saw a U-Haul behind anything. So all of these things that we look in this world as being important are unimportant. And if I don't have something to keep me in the midst of my struggle, if there's nothing to hold on to, somebody said if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. If there is no faith that I can get through this, in spite of the struggle, that I will be okay. If there's no faith in knowing that even when it looks dark, the light shall shine. I'm just a firm believer that when the scripture that David wrote, weeping endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It just simply affirmed the fact that trouble don't last always. After a while, the trouble will pass. And I will be able to look back and see where I come from and testify how I got over. My soul look back and wonder. I'm going to preach in a minute, but let me get. We've come through a lot. We've seen a lot. We've gotten to the point that we've lost focus on what our faith is all about. We didn't have a lot back then, but even when we have more now, we depend on it more than we do God. We should appreciate that it was God that brought us to the point that we are right now. God has brought us through. God was our comforter. God was our shield. God was our buckler. Our faith is what got us this far. So if you're going to trust God and have a little faith in God, that means that you don't give up in the midst of your storm, that you don't throw in the towel because it gets rough, that you don't feel like your burden will never pass, that you can cry and know that your tears will be wiped away. For even our suffering and our struggles are only for a appointed time. This too shall pass. And if our faith is strong enough to know that if he did it one time, if he brought us through it one time, he'll do it again. Have I got any witnesses that know he'll bring us through it? So Paul went on to talk about his work. I'm a preacher. I'm appointed gospel. I'm apostle. I'm a teacher of the Gentiles. And all of this, I've suffered these things. Now he's telling Timothy later on in the scripture that I don't even have to reinforce what I've been through. You know how I've been locked up and I've been prisoned and I've been shackled and I've had to run for my life. I've been threatened on every side because I've been trying to preach the gospel. You know about all of that. But I want you to understand one thing. If you don't do nothing else, hold on to that good thing. Hold on to the faith that has brought us through these things. Hold on to it because that's what you're going to need in the midst of your struggle. See, when he was talking, the first thing was he was flashing through his mind all of the sermons that he had preached and the things that he had been through and the nations that had been coming to Christ because of his ministry. He no doubt realized that Jesus had considered him as one of his, but he also recognized that his faith in Jesus is what got him where he is. Sometimes we are in prison because we're doing what is right. Sometimes we are cast aside because we are preaching the gospel. Sometimes we are attacked on every side because what we say is the truth. And people don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear something that tickles their ears. They want to hear something that gets them excited, makes them shout. But I'm not here to do that. I'm here to let you know that if God is with you, who can be against you? I'm here to let you know that if God is on your side, in spite of your storms, in spite of your situation, in spite of your circumstance, if your faith is holding on. Oh, I wish I had time to preach. The next thing he said, for this reason I suffer these things. I knew that I had to preach a message, but it was going to cost me to have to do that. That sometimes you're going to have to stand by yourself. And it's going to cost you to have to do that. Everybody's not going to want to join you. Some folk will call you crazy. Some folk call you a holy roller. Some folks say you got too much religion. But let me tell you something. If you know like I know. I wish to sing the song, "You Don't Know Like I Know What the Lord Has Done For Me." If you know like I know how God will make a way out of no way. If you know like I know that he will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. If you know like I know that he's a healer, He's a burden bearer. If you know like I know, you know God will bring you through. Oh, I wish I had a praying church. Somebody that knows what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't have that testimony, but I can tell you when I say I'm a living witness, when they put that stent in my heart, I became a living witness. I became a living testimony that God can make a way for you and that God is a healer. I'm a living witness that even when the doctors shake their head, don't even know what to do and how to do it, God will step in at the nick of time and he will give you what you need when you need it most. But you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on to your faith. Hold on to the good thing that he's installed in you. Hold on and don't give up. Nobody said life was gonna be easy and every day was gonna be sunny. But I've learned that even in my rainy days, I've learned how to keep on rejoicing, because I don't wait till the battle is over. I start shouting right now, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. God been good to me. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. I know him to feed me when I was hungry. I've been to the gas station, didn't have but $2 or $3. Don't put some gas in my car. Walk in the door. Somebody said, you know, Pastor, I meant to give you something. And they hand me a $10 bill. And I go back and put it in the car, because God made a way out of no way. Some of y'all don't know, when you try to figure out how you're gonna pay all the bills, the money don't match up with what the bills are due. And you think you can call them and say, hold up just a little while longer, but that don't work. But then you start calling on Jesus and you say, Lord, I need you right now. I'm your child. I'm standing in the need of prayer. And when you call him, he hears and he answers your prayer. How many ever call him when you've been in a rough situation? How many ever call him when it looked like all hope was gone? How many call him when you didn't know who else to call? Everybody else was busy. But when you call Jesus, somebody said, he's a prayer on time God. But I like the fact that when I call him, he always answers. He tells me what I need to do and what I don't need to do. Hold on to the little faith that you have. See, some of y'all think it takes a whole lot, but that's not what the Bible said. It said faith as the grain of a mustard seed. You can move mountains. That's why I tell folk, stop singing, Lord, don't move my mountain. Give me the strength to climb. If you got enough faith, you need to tell him to move the mountain. Stop trying to climb the mountain, but move the mountain. Because my faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary. Savior, Savior divine. Now, hear me while I pray. Take all my cares away. I don't know about anybody else, but my faith is what got me through 46 years standing on the wall to declare God's word. It won't by might, it won't by power, but it was by faith. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some sleepless days and some weary nights. But when I look around, when I look around and think things over, all my good days outweigh my bad days. I just won't complain. He's good. He's good. Anybody know he's good? Has he been good to you? Has the Lord blessed you? Has he made a way for you? Has he stood by your side? If you got enough faith, you don't mind lifting your hand and tell God thank you. He's worthy. He's worthy. But that ain't enough. Just holding on to my faith, and I won't let go. But then I look over there at one writer. He said, great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, my Father, morning by morning, new mercies I see. Oh, maybe y'all didn't get that. Oh, I have needed thy hand, have provided. Great, great, great is thy faithfulness. He will do it for you. Hold on. Paul told Timothy, hold fast to that good thing that you have. Hold fast to your faith. Stay in the will of God. Let God lead you and guide you. And let me say this, and then I'm going to take my seat. If you don't know by now, you will never, ever know how good God is when you put your faith in God. I triple, double dare to believe God for the impossible. And I guarantee if you believe it, you shall receive it. See, I had time. I could tell you about some folk that had enough faith. Because I believe that even Paul and Silas, when they were locked in jail and they went to prayer at midnight, they had enough faith to believe that even in the midst of the prison, God stepped in, shook open the chains. Come on, somebody. But don't you know that woman that had that issue of blood for 12 years and she just kept pressing her way through the crowd? Her faith is what made her whole. It's our faith. And some of y'all need to do like that man at the pool of Bethesda. Take up your bed and walk. I seen some lazy Christians in the last day. Some of them have become complacent to sit there and wait on somebody else to bless them. They're waiting on somebody else to help them get to the pool when all they had to do is take up the bed. And with your faith, I don't need you, as long as I got faith, to get my situation solved. All I need is God, and God will speak to you and tell you what to do for me.
Yes, he will.
Faith. Hold on to your faith.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.